out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, United States of America. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. in the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you here 24/7. Or you've gone and then downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com, or any of those fucking podcast apps. I mean, any of those great podcast apps that include us in their repertoire. However you're receiving us, wherever, whenever, with whomever. Have a nice Chablis, or whatever. Some meth. We don't judge.
Not even for meth, please.
Maybe a little judgy for meth. Yeah. It's your teeth. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this lovely Tuesday. We'll be here for the next couple of hours talking about all kinds of stuff. Maybe Puerto Rico, where those Mexicans are. And shit. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And if you voted for the GOP, suck a dick. Apologize to Puerto Rico. Apologize to your friends of color and to your trans and LGBT friends. Apologize to everybody.
Women.
Women, oh my God, apologize to anybody that doesn't make $5 million a year, you piece of shit.
There's a lot of apologizing to be done.
Right.
You can tweet us during the show if you want to send us a message at crabdiving, one word, CR. I have to burp. I'm so sorry. Oh, excuse me. It's so disgusting.
I like to eat.
At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING on the Twitter machine. Crab Diving over on Facebook, where you can participate with all the really cool people. And we put up memes and shit. And
memes.
Stuff that we don't get to here on the show and stuff that we do get to here on the show. And
that's right.
Whenever there's a good Pat Robertson story or an Alex Jones story or an Ann Coulter story.
Oh, yes.
Watch the fun people on Crab Diving Facebook pounce.
That's right.
All kinds of shit going on.
I mean, I know.
It's a little exhausting. There's some stuff flying under, the radar. How can it not when there's 59 dead people? But some shenaniganry going on with this, this children's health program and all kinds of other shit that the GOP be doing.
God damn. They're so fucking evil. I mean.
Yeah. Just see that. We'll get to that. There's one of these assholes. A couple of them, typical Republican responses.
Oh, God, I know who you're talking
Victim
about.
Victim blaming and
I
shit like
fucking
that.
I hate that guy so much that his initials are JT.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck off.
Here are your headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, October 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Which we'll get to in a moment as the computer of crab diving takes its sweet time.
Oh, fuck these computers.
You can help us buy a new computer. Go buy some shit through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Fuck
just
all.
Helps us out with Here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't we don't hit you with any advertisements or any shit like that.
We don't hit anybody. That's more of a Republican thing, isn't it? Violent.
Getting a little punchy?
Well, just violence in general. Inflicting harm upon the electorate that votes for them.
That's true.
You garbage. Garbage piles.
I'm just going to proceed as if my computer isn't doing really weird, fucked up stuff.
Guy, go to those.
I'm going to proceed as if people can hear us.
That's right.
Because I don't know.
Okay.
To tell you the truth right now. Sure. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post, the headline says, "Terrible Towel?"
What in the fuck does that mean?
God, and there's a picture of our commander-in-chief.
Yeah, what a douche.
We're so proud of him.
Honestly.
Donald Trump. And leads to a story that says, "Donald Trump helps suffering Puerto Ricans by throwing paper towels at them."
What in the fuck does that mean? Here's some paper towels.
In his first visit to Puerto Rico following the devastación of Hurricane Maria, President Donald Trump tossed paper towels at suffering survivors. Oh, my God, he did.
What do you mean he tossed paper towels?
I don't know. He's got a... Like, he's at a supply place.
Is he just throwing out?
Yeah. And he's got paper towels in front of him. He's just throwing them out at people.
Can we do better for our people?
Like, you get a t-shirt.
I just hate him. Oh, my God.
A small number of more than 3 million residents of Puerto Rico still have no power, but they were gifted with paper towels, which Trump apparently thought was the most pressing need for those in the crowd, it says.
What the fuck?
Video of the event shows him tossing paper towels like a child trying to play basketball. It's all very underwhelming.
I mean...
After the Puerto Rican government announced Wednesday the death toll was sitting at 16, Trump said the storm wasn't a real catastrophe like Katrina.
Oh, my God.
It's not a real catastrophe where all those white people, you know.
You know, this dickhead, could you imagine one morning he wakes up and the AC's not working in his house, or he can't use the microwave, or I don't know. I'm trying to think of anything that might set this little man baby off into a tantrum. Imagine if he was living in the conditions of these people. No power, no water, no sewer, no nothing, no infrastructure.
God, yeah.
The little fucking piss baby. Good God. He's throwing paper towels at him? Like he's handing out supplies?
Well, right. That was his photo op. That's how he's helping people. He was standing in front of this crowd of people and, you know, a whole bunch of journalists and shit, of course, because you got to take pictures of him almost touching brown people.
Oh, God, I can't wait to go out tonight. I'm going to do comedy tonight. I'm going to find some fucking conservative to light into. Oh, my God.
RatedRComedy.com.
Yeah.
Follow Ryan's schedule.
If any conservatives are out there at my show, you better fucking keep it to yourself, because fuck you, and don't ask anybody to explain Black Lives Matter. They're burning the hell that only you believe in, stupid. God! Paper towels?
Yes.
What the fuck, man? Are we in Somalia or something where the UN rolls into a war zone and is throwing rice off the back of a fucking supply truck? This is...
Well, which is fine, because at least they're hungry.
God, right.
Paper towel? Here, I'm sorry you've got 4 feet of water in your living room. Perhaps these super absorbent paper towels would help.
Do you remember that scene in Living Color? So years ago, kids probably don't fucking remember. There's a show called In Living Color. It's where J-Lo got her start and some other people. I don't remember. And who else? J-Lo?
Well, she was a dancer.
Well,
she was doing sketches and comedy.
There's some stupid fake commercial about a really absorbent tampon, and some girl put the tampon in herself, walked into the pool, jumped in, and sucked out of the all the water out of the fucking pool. Hilarious. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that what he thinks these paper towels do?
Possibly.
I'm dying. What the fuck? I mean, did he throw him any food? Any water? Anything like that? Or just paper towel?
I don't, you know.
What a fucking douche.
Be going on.
I mean, oh, man.
I'm really having weird shit going on with my computer
here. Yeah, that sucks.
We're going out, but God, I'm
hey, Gateway, how much does your CEO get paid and compared to your lowest paid worker? How many times more? Because that's the kind of computer we're dealing with.
Well, it's an ancient.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna,
still.
It's like I'm trying to...
Fuck it.
Trying to drive a Model A here.
Oh, yes. I was thinking like an older car, but that, you mean like a Model A, like top of the line.
No, I meant like a Model A Ford
from
1920.
Anti-Semitic, by the way, Henry Ford, right?
Was he?
Yes, I think so.
Well, that's a bummer.
Allegedly. No, he was. He was a big anti-Semite.
Unsurprising.
Yeah, what a shock.
Some of those guys.
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education,
commerce.
Commerce. And let's see.
Oh,
I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
My favorite part of that still is Herman Cain in the background going, oh my. It was Becky Stan guy in the background saying, oh my.
Oh yeah. Henry Ford was a fucking anti-Semite. The WAPO did an article back in 2014.
Does it autocomplete?
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. But that's got to be some sort of fucking, it doesn't autocomplete. I wonder why. Is that because, is it some sort of evil conservative propaganda in my computer that doesn't want me to know that Henry Ford was a fucking Nazi lover or whatever the fuck he was?
Maybe it's just not searched for that frequently.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. Okay, listen, spread the word. Henry Ford was anti-Semitic.
So, there you go. Terrible towel. Donald Trump. What a horrible visual of him.
Oh, my God.
And He's throwing them out to the crowd like he's shooting free throws.
That's
kind of throw.
Oh, my God. I hate everything he does.
There's just nothing good. There's nothing good.
This is bizarre and insensitive.
Then did you see he brought out the money business again? He said the Puerto Rico's, where is it? It wasn't a real catastrophe like Katrina.
Oh,
you guys
are
lucky because it's just a bunch of brown people here. You know, some real rich white people were affected by Katrina.
That's like going up to somebody who I don't even know. I was going to say got murdered, but you wouldn't be able to talk to him. But suspend your disbelief. Going up to a murder victim, say, "Hey, at least Manson didn't kill you. That would have sucked worse,
well, and
right?"
Still, more than half of them don't have water.
Yes. Yeah,
so. You know,
they're dying of thirst. I mean,
I guess if you're talking about body counts, then yes. Then, wow, what a success you guys are having down in Puerto Rico.
It's a regular fucking party. Why? You know, I was reading about all this shit, and maybe it's just my liberal, ninny, fucking idiot brain. Maybe I just don't understand. Why wasn't that USS Comfort, whatever the fuck it is, with all the doctors, why wasn't it in position sooner?
Well, because Hillary had to mention it.
Oh, is that why?
Remember she tweeted out, why is not the USS Comfort hospital ship down there already? And then all of a sudden the next day they announced, we're going to be sending the Comfort down there.
Do you think she just reminded them to do that? And they didn't think of it?
What a great idea.
Oh, my God. Hey.
I'm going to claim it was mine.
Hey, Hillary, and I don't mean to be an asshole. Whatever you're doing, stop it and just get on Twitter. You're the only way to save us, but you can save us. I mean, it'll take two.
And Obama, please.
Yeah, please.
Just, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Tweet things for him to do, and maybe he'll do it out of fucking shame or something. Damn.
Tweet it not to do. Or Obama should say.
Yeah.
Obama should tweet things he should do, but the opposite.
You can't do that.
And then
you can't ask him to do that, though.
Because then maybe Trump will do the right thing. Yeah.
Don't send the U.S.
Whatever you do. What a dumb idea would be to send that hospital ship down. Send it down now. Send it.
But
send it.
How would Obama tweet out, hey, Trump, whatever you do, don't go down to Puerto Rico and toss rolls of paper towels into the audience.
Yeah. Make sure you throw them paper towels like they're
I don't know.
Like you're tossing out. Like you're at a petting zoo and you just put a quarter in one of those little machines.
Did he want?
And you're tossing out shit to the little goats that are running around. I mean,
did he want people to start fighting and diving for these paper towels as he threw them into the crowd?
Well, I don't remember that on the list. I remember food and water.
Well, don't throw any of it, though. I mean, can he just
Well, don't throw
it?
Bottles of water, yeah.
Don't throw anything.
He's probably like, what can I throw? Make it safe. What can I throw?
Oh, that's it. You know that's what it was. You know.
I don't want to touch anybody, so I want to throw it over the reporters to the people.
Yeah,
I don't want to shake hands with any of these brown people. They've been in nasty water.
By the way, at Thread and Thumb makes a good point.
Poo in it.
With poo in it. He's a germaphobe.
He is a germaphobe.
So of course he's throwing paper towels. That's what he thinks of. That's what he thinks.
Here, have some condoms so you fucking Mexicans stop breeding.
I mean, let me ask you something, Trump. Did Jesus, when he cut up the fishes and loaves to share with all the hungry people, did he fucking three-point them into the crowd, or did he hand them out like a civilized fucking person?
Free throw.
You get paper.
Fuck you, Mark Cuban. Look at my form.
God damn, that's what it is. He's got to throw it. He's got to be a man, like a big fucking. He's got to make a fucking fadeaway jumper.
So his last tweet was yesterday with the warmest condolences and sympathies to the victims and families of the terrible Las Vegas shooting. God bless you.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Nothing. No Festivus this morning. Nothing until 10 hours ago when he tweeted, "I'm so proud of our great country. God bless America."
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Country capitalized, by the way. It's so weird where he chooses to throw his capitalization.
I don't know. It really is strange. Is it? Okay, so there's only two choices. There's only two possibilities. Number one, he thinks capitalization should be capitalized. Is that the word? He just thinks that capitalization?
Mod gone. There's also a Model A Ford, FYI. Okay. Thanks.
I don't know anything about cars.
The
Pat, it's a Model T.
There's also a Model. Trump tweeted. Yeah, not since. Well, he tweeted on the first. We've done a great job with the almost impossible situation in Puerto Rico. Outside of the fake news or politically motivated ingrates. Like, did you see the great welcome he gave or the warm welcome meeting the San Juan mayor?
No, I
didn't
see that.
The one who's been criticizing on the Twitter.
Yes.
She said something to him like, nice to meet you. You know, this we shouldn't make this political or something like that. And he like. He treated her like the help. Oh, yes. Turned and walked away and went to fillate the governor who's
God.
Been saying how great he's doing.
What a dickhead.
And then the
man.
First thing he did when he sat down was he said, I would like to thank the governor who's been great at not making this political.
Oh, my God.
And he probably looked over with,
gives
her
that
over
hairy
at,
eyeball.
Over at the mayor.
I don't know. I think he's. Got to screw loose,
yeah.
Of course. I just don't know. Can't you just be nice? He can't even fucking be nice.
No, he's a spectacular asshole.
He really is.
Just a giant asshole.
Oh, my God. I mean.
So, yeah, I saw a couple stories where the headline was his live visit to Puerto Rico is infinitely worse than anything he's been tweeting.
How's
like
that
it's worse.
Possible?
All the shit he's been, the vitriol he's been spewing towards Puerto Rico.
Oh, God.
Craziness abounding.
Good job, everybody. You fucking idiots that voted for this guy. And you're not. No, and the thing is, nobody's surprised. I can't say I'm surprised. I can absolutely picture him tossing paper towels into the audience. Into the audience. I see he's even got me fucked up about it. It's not an audience. These are people that need help. But they need help.
She's seen the looks in their eyes when I threw them the double ply.
Oh, my God. I didn't know what to do with it.
Do you guys need toilet paper, too?
Yeah, dude. They need everything. Just, you know, Can you be? No, they need you to be their president. They need a.
Oh, well, good fucking luck that. On that, you know, one.
Everything that's happened. I mean,
golf tips, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you donate a golf trophy to him, stupid?
And even then, he cheats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's,
what's wrong with you, ingrates? Didn't I dedicate a golf trophy to you yesterday?
God, I wouldn't. I don't want him to be my president. I wouldn't want. I'm trying to think of something he's. I don't know. I don't know why anybody would want him to do anything. Ever.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, let's not. I mean, for what it's worth, it's still Mueller still fucking around doing something.
Well, but you know? I mean, he's not fucking around. You know, it takes a minute.
Oh God,
to put together international money laundering cases and
I know
everything.
Hire. Doesn't he have a bunch of nerds working for him?
He's got like 20.
Hire 40. Hire a bunch of nerds. God, if you're a fucking nerd out there, God, volunteer your services. Go help Mueller. I mean, I know he's trying to be thorough, but let's crank it up a notch, baby. Can't we crank it up a notch? Can't we just get two Muellers and have both of them working at it?
We're trying to protect the one.
Yeah. God damn it. What's that New York State's attorney doing? Is he still engaged? Is he doing shit, I imagine, with that money laundering or the RICO case?
In New York?
Yeah, surely.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, hey, just wondering. Okay.
Not a big Trump fan either.
Right. This dude, I support what you're doing. Just fucking crank it up a notch, baby. You trying to remember his name?
I'm trying to remember his name, but yeah.
You know who you are. If you're listening, don't listen. If you're listening to the podcast, turn it off. Don't spend time listening to us. Do your shit.
I'm sure Mueller's office has crab diving cranked
really
from 3 to 5 Eastern.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever the fuck time we're on. Eastern time. Wait, 5 to 7 Eastern.
That's right, Pat.
Right after dinner. They order Chinese.
Yeah, listen
to crab diving.
You better. Hopefully they're ordering in the food and not leaving. Just stay there. Let's have a work lunch. Let's have work lunches.
Good God, there was an asshole. I just saw a little side headline over at the HuffPo. And it says, Fox and Friends guest.
Oh, God.
Says CNN partly to blame for Las Vegas shooting.
What about the gun, fuckface?
Come on. Dr. Michael Wellner, a forensic psychiatrist.
Okay.
Said that CNN contributes to mass shootings and will have to answer for demonizing gun enthusiasts.
What the fuck? Oh, yeah. God, you fucking idiot. This guy's a doctor? He's a doctor? Good God.
Well, he's a psychiatrist. Okay. So, yeah. Oh, well, that's a doctor. Psychiatrist.
Can he prescribe drugs and things?
Yeah,
that
a psychiatrist.
What a dick bag.
They were trying to, you know, figure out Paddox, the shooter in Las Vegas, his reason for doing it. Nobody still can figure out what the fuck was going on, why he did it. But this Wellner, this Dr. Wellner claimed that shooting for notoriety's sake and nothing more is a young man's crime. This guy's an older man. There's no definable history of mental cause.
Yeah.
Yet it happens now.
Right.
Paddock's brother has said that he had no religious affiliation, no political affiliations that he knew of that were, you know, crazy or fervent.
Yes. Oh, God. I mean,
Fox and Friends co-host Brian Kilmeade.
Ugh. Vomit.
Brian Kilmeade walked it back a little while later. A short time ago, we had a contributor on, Dr. Michael Wellner, who said CNN contributes to mass shootings. That's his point of view, not our point of view. He was just a guest on the show.
And he's just a guest that...
And you know, that was probably... He went so fast in between two other stories.
Yeah.
It was buried. Oh, by the way, sorry.
I mean, he's just a guest. He's a guy that we allowed to use our platform to reach our audience to say the most insane fucking shit you could ever fucking imagine. CNN, let me understand. So CNN, what they do is they shame people that are into guns so much so that they decide to arm up, strap up, and shoot up a bunch of people. And
it's CNN's, blaming the victim.
CNN's fault?
Blaming the, it's all of us. We're the people, who, everyone who got killed is it's their fault for making the angry white man mad.
Yeah. Fuck me.
You don't understand how hard it is to be a white man in today's society.
I'll tell you what's difficult is trying to get your mind around this right-wing nut job brain puke. What kind of... Somebody needs to examine all these people. Shine a fucking flashlight through their ear, into their fucking skull. Right. See if there's anything in there. That reasoning's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. That's like Alex Jones level shit, nearly.
Well,
nearly.
This one infuriates me because the couch slug over at Fox and Friends.
Oh God!
One of them.
I'm gonna check my couch for slugs. I don't want a couch slug. That's terrifying.
Ainsley Earhart. Usually innocuous. Moron sitting on the couch there between two other innocuous morons.
Oh my God.
Steve Doocy.
What a dick.
Brian Kilmeade.
Ugh,
well,
vomit.
Listen to this asshole, Ainsley Earhart, with her speculation on one of the reasons that this guy shot up all these people.
Oh God.
You know, Steve and Brian, what's interesting, our last guest, the forensic psychiatrist, said when you have someone who's young that does something like this, they do it for notoriety. When you have someone who's older, they do it for a cause. And maybe this guy heard that song, God Bless America. His brother said he didn't believe in God or didn't have a God or didn't have faith in his life. So maybe this is all speculation, but that possibly could be the reason because...
He heard them singing God Bless America at the country festival, and that evil atheist went bonkers shit because he didn't believe in God.
Okay.
Maybe it's because he doesn't believe in God, and he snapped.
Listen, you hack fuckstick journalist. Let's just clear something.
Journalist?
I don't know. I call her a hack fuckstick as well. Listen, let's clear something up about atheists, okay? Let's clear something up. We don't believe in bullshit in the sky talking to us. So by default, that makes us much more sane than you on many fucking levels. I don't know what to say. Atheists are far more likely to go blow somebody's head. I'm not insane.
And I'm just speculating here.
Fuck you. Man, speculating? What? What the fuck? That's crazy.
So maybe this is all speculation, but that possibly could be the reason, because he knows country musicians or country music fans are normally pro-God and go to church on Sundays. Maybe he has a problem with that or had a problem with that.
Dead silence. For even the two idiots.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what to say. They're like, oh, boy.
You stymied the douchebags.
Yeah, wait a minute. This, even to me, this sounds stupid.
That is the dumbest shit I've maybe heard on Fox. That, aside from Megyn Kelly reminding me Jesus is white and so is Santa, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard.
Listen to how stupid. Listen to the silence. The dead silence as Kilmeade and Doocy don't know what to say.
And they'll go along with anything.
They're breaking the conservative yes anding.
Yeah, which is chilling.
No matter how stupid the asshole you're sitting there with says or what they say, you have to agree and continue on.
Hey, God, I got to count this.
Maybe he has a problem with that or had a problem with that.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000.
Okay, don't weigh in on that.
Yeah.
All right,
no,
stay silent.
I didn't even see it. Well,
let us know what you think. Send us your emails.
Well, we're about to find out more today as soon as we get an idea of what is on his computers. And he had devices in his room. He has devices in his house.
There you go.
And also, you know, here's another thing. I'll just throw out another little thought I have about this. Who has a history of violence, maybe? These Christian religious fucks, the Catholics, let's see. Oh, I don't know. You know, or the atheists.
Oh, well.
I mean, there's the whole, what was that thing?
I mean, you know, the knee-jerk reaction from the dummies is.
Yes. What about the Crusades? You know. I don't know.
The, what is her, or the knee-jerk reaction is usually, well, what about Pol Pot? What about Stalin? The millions that they killed in the name of atheism. It's like, well, they didn't kill in the name of the atheism.
Right, right. And yeah.
They didn't kill in the name of atheism. Right. And Stalin, in fact, early on used the churches and used people's beliefs and stuff like that. But the official line was atheism, but he didn't run around dragging people out of churches and summarily executing them.
I mean, and also, what about the what was the thing where the Catholic Church had a nasty period where if they thought you were a heretic, they would torture you and things of that nature. What was that called? It was in the Inquisition. That was pretty violent, right? Monty Python.
It was a little on the violent-y side.
Monty Python even made a movie about it. It was so violent-y, right? Or sort of.
Correct.
I mean, do you remember the atheists having some sort of inquisition? Am I holding anybody's face to a fire, telling them to not believe in something? No!
You're right.
God, Jesus, Ainsley, what the fuck? You know what, dude? What do you think? When do you think she composed this brilliant fucking thought? In the green room?
No.
Thought? No, I mean, it sounds like she thought of it, though. This sounds like
kept her up all night. He said he wasn't into God. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe I'm smarter than all these other people trying to analyze why this person killed. It's just
She's even making a leap that country music fans in general are so frustrated that there's less God or Jesus in the music that they are going to start taking their guns and blowing people's heads off. I don't know. Is that what she's saying as well? No.
He was mad because he knows country music people like God.
What is wrong with what is wrong with people, man? I mean,
can they wave their Christian persecution a little bit more?
There's a war on white people.
Oh yeah,
great leaders down in Puerto Rico toss and roll.
I mean, that sounds like something fucking Pat Robertson would say, or one of these other assholes, Jim Baker. You know, they got 2 hours of blathering to kill.
Oh yeah,
while they're selling their respective bullshit.
You know, I would even be surprised. That sounds so Pat Robertson, actually.
Right.
Are we sure he didn't say that?
He didn't have God. Maybe he shot at people.
Maybe he said that on the 700 Club and Ainsley heard it and just vomited.
Maybe he was
out
secretly a BLM member and hated white people.
Oh, yeah.
Saw a sea of white faces down there and decided.
So is he secretly white? I mean, black? Is he?
Well, they're still trying to to make him ISIS.
Oh, my God.
A 64-year-old white dude. Millionaire.
I mean, maybe guys. Why he did it. Obviously, let's figure that out for whatever that's fucking worth. But how he did it to me is a little bit more disturbing that he was able to get a gun and shoot the shit out of everyone. I mean, apparently you don't even have to be good at it. You don't have to be a skilled marksman to kill a shit ton of people. The guns are so good. I mean, what the fuck?
Right. And 23 guns. I forget what the new total is that they found in the room, and then another 10-20-ish back at his house.
I mean, obviously the answer here is assault weapons ban, reasonable gun control, background checks, blah 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 blah. But damn, if you work at one of these hotels, see somebody checking in with 87 bags, ask them what the fuck. Do you have any guns in there? I don't know. How the fuck do you carry 23 fucking guns into a fucking hotel room and nobody fucking notices? I don't know.
They said he had like 19 bags.
God,
is he? Did they think it was Diana Ross checking
Jesus
in?
Christ.
Like, what is he wearing?
David Copperfield's act. Carrot Top travels with less shit.
Crazy.
It's 19 bags. Please.
But they said, you know, it was all hidden in the bags or whatever because they said the cleaning staff had cleaned the rooms and didn't see anything.
God. Jeez.
Crazy. So that's the headline over to the HuffPo. Was Trump lobbing paper towels?
I mean, come on, people. Man. I guarantee you, you're right, man. there, Trump's like, what can I throw to the people that we can get a nice picture of? And they probably ran through some things and, you know, not jugs of water. It's just too heavy. Even your smallest bottle of water is going to hurt. But still. Remember when do you remember one of the funniest moments is when we watched him put the bucket of cleaning supplies or whatever into the passage, into the window of the truck when the guy was driving?
Right, right.
What was that?
Hey, let me help you load this.
Like in Texas or something.
He's just not good at it.
Did Melanoma throw some paper towels too, or she just stand there?
I she's there somewhere, maybe.
Throw Melania at him.
Who knows? He doesn't even know if she's there or not.
He threw Melania at him.
So sad that Melania couldn't make it.
Oh wait, there she is. I don't know.
I'm right here.
Yeah. How sad, dude.
The
lowest common denominator.
Yeah, yeah. Over the Drudge, speaking of, over the Drudge Report.
Yes.
There's a picture of Don. It says, Don Juan?
Oh, okay.
Trump comforts Puerto Rico.
What does that mean? He comforts them?
He threw cushy towels to
him. Oh, this has got to be the fucking boat, right?
You can use it as a pillow.
Hey, thanks, Hillary, for tweeting that. We appreciate that. Anything else you feel like you need, our country needs, just bust it out there on Twitter.
Really big tampon?
Right. Did he throw sanitary napkins at the fucking crowd? Were they Trump towels? Were they Trump paper towels? I'm kind of not kidding.
So he bitched about their budget.
Oh, right.
And everything.
Good time to bring that up, dickhead.
President Trump highlighted the relatively low death toll compared with a real catastrophe like Katrina. This wasn't a real one.
Okay. Okay. Well, fine. All right.
You guys did okay here, but
right. You guys did great. Everybody gets paper towels. The fuck?
He pledged an all-out effort to help, but then added, now, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico.
Jesus.
But you've thrown our budget a little out of whack.
Oh, okay.
Because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine.
Oh.
We saved a lot of lives. That's okay.
Did he say that?
Yes.
And that's fine?
That's fine. We saved a lot of lives. I'm reading it.
I don't know what you're making up. I mean, because that sounds crazy. I mean, listen, if a budget... If you're not, what good is a country if they're not allowed to save money to rebuild
part of their own country?
They got sucked into the fucking big water, the big ocean.
He went on to say, this visit isn't about me. But then praised local officials for offering kind words about the recovery effort.
Hey, you're nuts. You're just nuts.
And invited one of them to repeat the nice things she'd said earlier.
Shut the fuck up.
Here, tell everybody all the nice shit you said about us earlier. Here, here, here.
Oh, God. You're insensitive. I think you're just bizarre.
He singled out Governor Ricardo Rossello.
Oui, oui.
For, quote, giving us the highest praise. He was great. He gave us the highest praise.
You know, Donald, just do whatever. You're just a fuckstick, you know? I mean... It's unreal. It's unreal.
Every death is a horror, he said.
Okay, well, there you go.
But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina.
But what?
And you look at the tremendous hundreds of and hundreds and hundreds of people that died.
Yeah.
And you look at what happened here.
Right.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
Okay.
What?
What does that mean?
Wait. He just contradicted himself.
He did.
You look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous
right.
hundreds of and hundreds and hundreds of people that died.
Okay.
And you look at what happened here.
Right.
No one's ever seen anything like this.
Is that it?
I think he meant to say like that.
What
right?
do you think,
I mean, he's
Kate?
Saying, yeah. he's saying, well, this is bad, but, you know, New Orleans.
Jeez. What's the... point? What's the point? I don't get it. God. Those people are suddenly like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, imagine you're in Puerto Rico. That's like, I don't know. I saw the president today. He said some weird shit about New Orleans and then threw a couple of rolls of toilet paper at me. They got back on his plane and flew away.
He said, why don't Luis Gutierrez, representative from Illinois, said, let's stop talking about the death count until this is over.
Right. Right. What is it? And what does it matter? Just go fucking help these people. That's what you're supposed to do, fucknut.
From the AP story, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz.
Oh, wee wee, baby.
Attended the event in an airport hangar, Shaking Trump's hand as he went around the table greeting officials. How are you? He asked.
Right.
He thanked her.
Okay.
And then he just moved on. Like, you know, he was.
Well, what do we expect from him? I mean, he just found out about this place, I imagine. You know what I mean? And now he's supposed to save it. It's probably what he thinks. He's like, hey, listen, I when I was elected, nobody told me about this fucking place, Puerto Rico. So I'm doing the best I can. That's probably how he's thinking.
And all he knows is, you know, a lot of rich people, they owe a lot of rich people money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
A lot of my banker friends, they haven't paid up.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't paid their VIG this week.
Like he talked to those people in NATO.
Yeah.
Guys, you got to pay your fair share. If something bad happens. Well, you know, and you I think yourself.
There's an issue with that. I don't know that much about it, but something with like junk bonds and things that they think Puerto Rico got screwed, like got taken.
Right.
And there was people saying, well, you know, if they allowed these junk bonds, if they reversed this and allowed Puerto Rico to get out of this bad deal,
okay,
there would be no debt.
Right.
That they would have this debt that they owe, But it's just like the Greeks and just like our fucking the mortgage crisis. The banks lending to people they know can't pay it back.
Yeah. Fuck them. Right.
They said it right.
Oh, God. Jesus. I mean,
bad credit. Okay.
What is he thinking? What is he in the back of his mind? Is he just thinking? He sees a bunch of people hungry.
Brown people.
Brown people.
Don't forget that. That's
right,
very important.
Yes. Do you think that plays a role into it? It's got to. It's just no.
Absolutely.
There's no way to. He just looks at these people that are starving and thinks, oh, you guys actually owe. You owe us. You owe us.
Here's Morticia.
You lunatic.
Maud Gaughan at Anna Engelbrecht 5. Here's Morticia. She's sitting right next to him.
Oh, yeah. There she is. Hey, melanoma.
Melanoma.
Right. You got, hey, by the way, I bet you his handler's like, hey, Trump, just so you know, melanoma's here. She's right over there. She's right here. In case you reference her. Don't hit her with a paper towel. I'm just picturing people getting beamed in the head by a fucking paper towel. It doesn't hurt. But listen, I know how I can get sometimes. You know, imagine you're out of water. There's no power. Puerto Rico's got to be hot as fuck. I imagine there's no electricity. There's no food. You're fucked. And somebody hits you on the head with a roll of paper towels. That's going to set me the fuck off. You don't even know it's coming. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, shit.
You can still hit somebody in the eye.
Yeah. I hope there nobody got a paper cut. Fucking idiot, man.
Here, sorry about all the water.
What are you supposed to do? I guess, I mean, wipe your hands off. That's good. So we got that covered now.
Ugh. It's all bizarre. All amazing.
You can use a paper towel as a pillow if you don't have that. Or a football, apparently, if you don't have anything. If you need something to do, there's something to do. You know, if you want to take some time off to release some, blow off some steam, you can go play toss the paper towel roll back and forth.
Says parts of the itinerary were drawn to ensure a friendly reception. He was visiting houses of pre-selected families waiting on their lawns.
Oh, God. You better fucking... I don't know what the fuck. Pre-selected?
People who like Trump.
Stage it. Oh, yes.
You think they want him on camera? Somebody who was like, I hate you. You are killing us.
He's going to say something like, well, fuck you. Or what?
Oh, my God. Get this one away from me.
Yes, I don't like him.
You're fired.
Right.
Be nice to me. I'll give you a job at one of my hotels cleaning.
He'll probably say something like, hey, you better, yeah, I'll get you a job.
But I'm a doctor. Oh, but you're Mexican. Don't you like clean houses and do lawns and stuff?
Go make me a taco bowl.
I love your paella.
Paella. Paella. You know somebody's named that in Mississippi somewhere.
He said there's a lot of love in this room. lot of love. He handed out flashlights at a church.
That's nice.
Good thing he didn't throw those.
Right.
Where 200 people cheered his arrival and crowded around him getting pictures on their cell phones. There's a lot of love in this room. A lot of love. Great people, he said.
Flashlights. Oh, God. But still, man. I mean, I don't know. I lost everything. The leader of the free world hands me a roll of paper towels and then a flashlight. God.
Give
me some weed, dickhead.
So there you go. Meanwhile, you know, there's a bunch of people still saying, wow, it'd be great if we had power.
You know what, honestly?
Some water might be cool.
This is going to sound a little nutty, but if there's a any dispensaries in California or Colorado, get
weed?
Yeah, honestly, get some.
You're worried about the stoners in Puerto Rico.
No, I mean, I am actually.
How are they getting their weed?
Figure it out. Mark Cuban, put your money where your mouth is. Fly some Alaskan Thunderfuck and some Blue Dream and some Skywalker Kush. And, you know, some angel titties down there. Some sativas, right? Probably sativas. Send them something stony. Send them a nice indica. You know what I mean? These guys are starving and their president just threw some paper towels at them.
It's 2 weeks after the storm. Trump's visit follows a weekend in which he aggressively pushed back against critics, including the mayor, Cruz.
Yes.
Trump responded angrily on Twitter, deriding the, quote, poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who are not able to get their workers to help. They want everything to be done for them.
Oh, my.
When it should be a community effort.
Fucking God!
And, scoffed at, quote, politically motivated ingrates.
Oh, that is.
Them and
ingrates.
Insist that tremendous progress was being made.
Listen, can you imagine you're drowning? And then somebody's trying to save you, passively aggressively trying to save you, calls you an ingrate. An ingrate. My old country got sucked into the fucking ocean. Pardon me if I'm not impressed by a roll of paper towels beamed at my fucking face.
I mean, I'm sorry. There's such a big ocean, big water. It's not my fault.
That's the most surreal clip I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, come on.
Big water?
There's big, one daily.
Big water.
Big ocean, big water.
Yeah, he's fucked up. To get him the fuck out of Puerto Rico. He's not helping.
All appropriate. Lee has never been seen for something like this. This is an island surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
Surrounded by water, big water, ocean water.
I really think that to me is insane. I mean, that to me is even for Trump. It's the water, big water.
Big water, ocean water.
What then? Fuck them because they're in an ocean?
Huh. So those are your headlines.
Yay.
Comforts Puerto Rico. What?
Because Hillary.
Did Drudge watch what we watched? Did Drudge read the story they just linked to?
Right.
Trump comforts Puerto Rico. And it goes to an Associated Press story that lists everything I just said.
I think they don't care as long as they get click-throughs, I imagine.
Every horrible thing he said and did.
God.
Except for the lobbying paper towels part, which was over at the HuffPo.
You know, it's interesting in the Trump era, I never thought of this, how social media influences where our ships are. For instance, we thought that aircraft carrier destroyer, was it a destroyer? We thought that was in near South Korea, but it turned out it was in Indonesia. And the only reason we found that out is because someone fucking posted a picture of it on Twitter at Indonesia. And we knew it wasn't in. And then now Hillary tweets out about this Comfort, USS Comfort. that it should be in Puerto Rico and then it gets moved to Puerto Rico. What do you think? I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm making an observation. So fucked up.
It makes sense to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. God. Disgusting. We're just a disgusting fucking country right now. We're just garbage.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's we really woke up in the morning with someone we shouldn't have slept with.
Yeah, like, yeah, Hitler. I don't know what to tell you. It's somebody horrible. I don't know.
More coming out about the gunmen, I guess, from yesterday.
Yes.
As they piece together what the fuck happened, what's going on.
Right.
There is possible murmuring that this this latest bill that the GOP dick fucks want to put through, this bill that, you know, allows them to use silencers because they don't want to hurt their hearing when they're out killing Bambi.
Right, right. Okay.
Jeez. That's their alleged reasoning.
It hurts the sportsman's ears.
I love this legislation, too, because, like,
porn music starting or something. Yeah.
We had the worst mass shooting ever. Now they're talking about a silencer bill, and Australia had one, and they passed some gun control, and they haven't had a mass shooting since. That could be us. We could be doing that.
Well, and why are these, they think, they know, they found out that he had bought a couple of, they're called bump stocks, that help turn your semi-automatic into a full hard-on.
Hard.
Automatic.
Oh, really?
Sort of.
A bump stock?
Bump.
Oh, a bump stock.
You replace the stock with a, what it does is it uses the recoil of the gun itself.
Yeah.
To help, you just lay your finger on it.
Ooh, yes.
And it uses the recoil of the gun itself to twitch the trigger.
Okay.
Much faster than your finger can do it. So
what?
It basically allows you to have almost automatic.
You shoot more rate people fire. Away,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, if you listen to it.
God, that's
it was
crazy.
There were 4 or 5 rounds a second going off. If you listen to that.
It's more. There were 4 or 5.
Yeah,
rounds
yeah,
a
right.
Second. I don't know. I mean, that sounds crazy.
And they showed that he had bought a couple of those in the not too distant past. Why are those legal?
I don't know.
Remotely. Why are they legal?
I mean, you know, people say that you could do that on your own, that you can modify these guns on your own. So why would
That's one of the modifications you could
yeah,
do.
Yeah, well, maybe don't sell it. Maybe make it
right.
Harder.
Why is that legal?
Why are we making this easier? Why are we making it easier for these people to kill more fuckers? What the fuck is wrong with us? God, if you voted for the GOP, man, suck my cock. What is your fucking issue?
I was listening to a Majority Report, and Sam Cedar was talking about how, the gun manufacturers, once Trump was elected, gun
yes.
sales went down because
yeah, yeah.
they can't say, oh my God, the evil Democrat is coming for your guns anymore. So, you got to make up your money somehow. So now they're selling accessories.
Oh, yes. Accessories.
That's why they want silencers to be legal. That's why they like these bump stocks being legal.
Holy motherfucker. Right? That sucks. Why do we let the majority of people in America want gun control? They want it. Right?
Well, sensible gun legislation. Absolutely.
Hey, listen, we want sensible gun legislation, and everybody wants paper towels, apparently.
Bounty for everyone.
And was he really like doing like taking like shots? Like he like,
yeah, look at the pictures or the video. He awkwardly taking free throws to the brown people, tossing them paper.
I mean,
towels.
You know, Donald, the other thing is like, you don't want to.
I really think he doesn't want to touch them.
I think you're right.
Like,
dude.
I think, you know, Obama and Bush, all of them would get in there and hug people and
absolutely
talk to them, listen to their individual stories. Trump's like, oh, is this your house? Oh, great.
Right.
You were selected, right? You don't hate me.
Listen, he'd rather be in his nice, cozy hotel room watching two sex workers pee on each other. That's what he'd rather be doing. But, you know, and by the way,
can I draw Obama's face on that pillow and you can.
Well, it was in the room. I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe they peed on one of an Obama 8x10 glossy.
Bump Stocks.
Mr. Bump Stock.
The devices convert semi-automatic firearms into fully automatic.
We need that. Good.
Semi-automatic, it means that you have to pull the trigger each time you shoot, obviously.
Right.
A automatic. Semi-automatic means you don't have to cock it each time you pull the trigger.
Okay.
But you do have to pull the trigger each time you shoot. Fully right. Automatic, you don't have to do anything. You just pull the trigger and...
Right. Because what if your finger cramps up, you know?
Well, sure.
And you're fighting a squirrel or a deer. I mean, come on. I mean, do you need
Dianne Feinstein of California has long railed against them. Several years ago, she said she was concerned about the emergence of new technologies that could retrofit firearms to make them fully automatic. Quote, this replacement shoulder stock turns a semi-automatic rifle into a weapon that can fire at a rate of 400 to 800 rounds per minute.
Oh, my God. Hold on a second.
8 to 12 a second, something like that.
So 400 bullets can fly out of a gun?
In 1 minute to 800.
God, this is blowing my mind. All these gun assholes are thinking, well, yeah, dumbass, we know that. Well, I'm not into it. I'm not a fucking sick little asshole.
Fully automatic weapons have been significantly restricted in the U.S. since the 30s. In the 1980s,
yes,
the National Firearms Act was amended
to
prohibit the transfer or possession of machine guns by civilians, with an exception for those previously manufactured and registered. So there's a grandfather clause. If you've got a nice old machine gun from the 80s, the early 80s, you're good to go.
It. Oh, perfect. Jeez. You know, man, it's like this happens every time there's a fucking horrible mass shooting. You honestly just see politicians caring more about the rights of these 2A fuckers than the people that got fucking killed. It's every time.
The device basically replaces the gun's shoulder rest with a support step that covers the trigger opening by holding the pistol grip with one hand and pushing forward on the barrel with the other. The shooter's finger comes in contact with the trigger. The recoil then causes the gun to buck back and forth, bumping the trigger each time.
Well, I'm just thinking about...
So technically...
Yes.
That means the finger is pulling the trigger for each round fired. So legally, they say it's still a... semi-automatic, because your finger is technically doing it,
even though
you've got a device hooked up, so it's going...
Is that ridiculous?
That's the NRA.
Sounds...
Welcome to the NRA.
Nuts! People are calling them a terrorist organization.
Two officials familiar with the investigation told Associated Press that Paddock had two bump stocks.
Yes.
They're investigating whether they were used to modify weapons that he had used in the massacre. They're still putting that shit together.
God damn. Bump stocks.
Yeah, so there you go.
That's so much shit, man.
No need for them.
No need. Well, I mean, I was thinking, I don't know, I don't hunt, so... I mean, a deer is large. Like, a deer's pretty fucking big. It's like the size of a large dog or bigger, right? It's like a horse.
Yeah.
Okay.
More like a large dog on stilts.
Right.
Kind of more like...
dog on stilts. Listen, so I imagine you don't really need that for a deer, but... Have you ever seen squirrels, how they run around so quickly? I imagine if you had like an automatic, it would be easier to shoot it. Just spray the trees.
Then you just see they're trying to get rid of the ban on lead bullets
in
our national parks and our public lands because they're poisoning the land with lead everywhere.
All right.
They want that gone. The NRA wants that gone because the bullets that aren't lead are a little bit more expensive and it's not as easy to get.
I see.
So people can't buy them as much. They won't buy as many guns.
See, now, and people see that as an attack on their gun rights.
Right.
You're forcing me to buy a more expensive bullet.
They went crazy when they passed
I remember that.
How dare you? What do you mean I can't use lead bullets?
Dude, I had a gun nut friend of mine. He was like, go online, spend whatever you know can and stockpile these bullets because, you know, they're going to The price
Obama's
is going to go up.
Obama's taking them away from you.
Oh, my God. They just want to not have as much lead in the park.
Right.
I mean, the good news is, dickheads, you can still have your guns. It's just a little bit more expensive bullets. Fuck me. I mean, what bastards? What fucksticks with these guns?
They don't care.
These fucking GOP dick bags that take their fucking death money, their blood money.
And then Ryan gave the initials earlier, JT.
Oh, this
Senator
is,
John Thune.
I read up on this guy.
Of South Dakota.
What does he do that's helpful?
Nothing.
He wants nothing. Terrorists
He's
to have
an asshole,
guns.
Yeah.
He voted nay on that. That fucking thing.
Responding to calls for increased gun control after the massacre in Vegas, he told reporters basically, you know, you should be paying attention when you're out in public. Quote, it sounds like he used conversion kits and other things, you know, to make these weapons more lethal. Like I said, we'll look at the facts when we get them all in here. I think that all of us want to do everything we can to prevent tragedies like that from happening again.
Okay.
You know, it's an open society. And when somebody does what he wants to do, it's going to be hard to prevent anything. But I think people are going to have to take steps in their own lives to take precautions.
Oh, okay.
To protect themselves. And in situations like that, you know, try to say stay safe. As somebody said, get small.
Get small so you're less...
Learn how to evade automatic gunfire coming from somewhere in your six.
These people were in Las Vegas at a concert.
Right. He's basically saying, well, you know, it's the price of freedom, like Dildo said. Not right. Dildo. Wait, yes, Dildo.
Dildo O'Reilly said that.
Price of freedom. You know, we're going to have to worry about right. maybe crouching down, learning evasive techniques. Maybe we'll start teaching that in school.
How old were those?
Get rid of science.
Yeah. Those little 5-year-olds at Sandy Hook that got shot to death. How many kids died at Sandy Hook?
They should have been able to, you know.
Get small.
Train those kids in some jujitsu.
Well, you remember that somebody wanted to equip them with bulletproof blankets for nap time.
They make them.
Is that insane?
They bought them. There were school districts that bought them.
God, can you believe that guy
bulletproof
said?
Bulletproof mats the kids could use.
This is the price of the freedom to have a gun. A pile of dead fucking kids. All the other people that died from gun violence, all those people in Vegas, that's the price. All those people at Pulse.
Right.
That's the price of fucking freedom? God, the Republicans are dark motherfuckers.
Horrible.
I mean, you know, just... Oh, God, I just thinking about that Sandy Hook shit, man. You know what came up on my... You ever get that thing on Facebook that says the anniversary of a certain post or something? You posted this X amount of years ago?
Oh, yeah, memories or...
Mine from 2 years ago today was guns kill people in big blocked letters. 2 years ago today! It's just so fucked up.
Well, again, if a pile of dead... kids,
right? It's true.
Didn't move these people, these heartless, emotionless fuckwads. Nothing will.
You're right.
If almost losing his life doesn't change Steve Scalise's mind,
nothing will.
Who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
He doesn't give a fuck.
That one guy in the band, though,
yes,
one of our first examples of someone who's got a set.
Yeah.
Of whatever on him,
right?
Oh yeah,
the guy that changed his mind.
Yeah.
Or something.
Who said, I was wrong.
Good for him.
I was wrong. We need some kind of restrictions on this kind
Maybe
of shit.
Maybe that'll help.
There's no reason anyone should get a hold of a gun like that guy had. Or 20 guns.
Yeah.
Like that guy had.
I just think of those kids that were dead. That was the fucking worst thing ever.
You're at school. Drawing shit.
Who's that fucking guy that got shot playing softball?
Scalise.
Scalise.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Fuck you. God. And we're supposed to feel bad for this guy because he got shot. But yet we got a pile of dead kids and all these other people because these GOP fuckers won't have any sensible gun control. They don't give a shit. Even if they get shot, they don't give a shit. That's how good that NPR, that NRA death money is. You're gross.
The NPR death money.
This, yeah, NPR. All NPR wants you to do is sit around and drink tea and listen to stories about, you know.
Wait, don't tell me.
Right. Terry Gross telling stories about whatever, you know. Fuck these assholes.
Also, speaking up, of course, we talked about her a little bit yesterday.
Yes.
But just a rancid dingleberry.
Rancid.
Dana Loesch.
Ugh, God.
NRA spokes goblin.
Oh, right.
Radio host.
Can't get enough of that NRA dick.
She's the one that was kind of battling out with Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
After Hillary said, imagine how this would have been if the guy had a silencer.
Right.
And Dana Loesch is like, oh.
No, like, yeah, she's not speaking from a place of knowledge about the silencer or something like that.
Right, you know, making excuses. Yeah. Oh, you stupid. You stupid woman. That's not what silencers do. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Well, listen, Dana, at least she's on the right side of the fucking issue, you dickbag. Fuck you.
The American College of Physicians sent out a press release saying that gun violence is a public health issue.
Thank you.
And called for a ban of automatic and semi-automatic weapons.
Why not? Why the fuck not?
She then said this. She retweeted the release, the press release, and tweeted, right after we banned pools, cars, cigarettes, alcohol, hands, feet, and fists, lives lost due to these constitute an epidemic.
Oh, what? An epidemic?
Pools, cars, cigarettes, alcohol, hands, feet, and fists. What is one difference, though?
Well,
do you make swimming pools to kill people? Do you make cars to kill people?
Right.
Do you make cigarettes to kill people? Well, they kind of do. They don't care that they do, but they don't. That's not the intent.
Right.
They don't want to kill their customers. They'd prefer they hang around and suck more cigarettes. Alcohol, ditto. And you'd have to talk to your lord about why he made hands and fists.
Right. Yeah. That's true. Ask God about that. And meanwhile, come have a dip. Take a dip in my death swimming pool.
Well, right.
I'm going to drop a toaster into it as soon as you get in.
What are guns made for? What's the primary number one reason they were invented?
Right.
Target shooting?
Yes.
Wrong, Snowflake.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Even hunting, I would say wrong.
I can't think of what you would need an automatic weapon for to hunt with, or semi-automatic, right? I mean, unless the animal is just so fast. But how sporting is that? This is stupid.
Well, hunting's been around for a while, and, you know, they managed to kill shit once in a while when they had bows and arrows.
Oh,
they managed to kill shit when they had muskets. They did okay.
Right.
Somehow people managed to bag their deer and their squirrels and their raccoons, whatever the hell they're out killing.
Yeah.
But right, you need
Jesus Christ.
You need
man.
A high-tech sniper rifle with a suppressor and
yes. Bum stock. Damn, how fucking
I want a 50 yeah.
These gun
shooting
people.
Squirrels with a 50 cal, you vaporize them.
Oh, really? 50 cal. But yeah, man.
Don't it would blow up. I mean, it would do some damage.
We're just a gross, fucked up society. The president who's throwing fucking paper towels at people who are suffering.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, you know, it kind of does maybe if you think about who elected Trump and how he got in the office. I mean, we have a leader chosen by the least among us, you know.
Right.
It's as if you went to the dumbest fucking people in our country and said, hey, tell us what your wet dream of a president would be. Oh, an anti-Semitic, Nazi-loving bigot?
You also go to the billionaire parasite class.
Oh, right.
And ask them who's going to be the best for you guys.
That.
And they would be
right.
Like, ooh, one of us.
Slam dunk, baby, Donald Trump. Putin liked him.
Another oligarch among oligarchs.
Yeah.
Oligarch.
Yeah, too. And I looked up just, you know, how you can see how, like, politicians, what money they take and shit.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
There really
are. For now.
Yeah, right. I mean, when you see how much money the NRA is just shitting into people's campaign funds, it's gross. I mean, it's, you know, that money is worth more than a pile of dead kids.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation for it.
The, I think that might be it for the gun stuff for this moment.
Oh, okay, good.
Because there is other shit that be going on. Let's talk about this, this chip debacle.
Okay.
Chip.
Right.
CHIP program.
Okay.
Stands for, so of course the Republicans hate it and are against it.
Right.
Children's Health Insurance Program.
Get rid of it.
It says that they haven't reauthorized it yet. It's run out of money.
Why don't they?
They're busy MAGA-ing.
Oh my God.
They're busy trying to pass health care when they knew they couldn't. They're busy trying to somehow figure out a way to make billionaires billionaire-ier.
Right, and they got that vote coming up on the silencer thingamabobber. That's important.
I think they're scrapping that, though. Is
oh,
what we
okay.
mentioned earlier, yeah.
Right, okay. Trump's got to go throw paper towels and cleaning supplies at these dirty Puerto Ricans. What the fuck?
Right, here's some deodorant, for God's sake.
Wipe down.
All this water, you think you fuckers wouldn't smell so horrible.
Hey, Donald, do you have any food up there you want to toss our way? And he... Shit.
God. Here's a bottle of Trump water. He's not even giving him that. Give him some of your fucking shitty water.
Right. It's gotta
That's what
be
they need,
somewhere,
you asshole.
You dickhead.
Get your buddy Nestle to suck some free water off of some poor little municipality.
And do we need to mention how much money you spend going to Mar-a-Lago and all those shit places?
He's toned that down a little. Do you notice?
Oh,
a
I did.
A wee bit.
Right.
He's been going to Camp David, which is a little cheaper.
Oh, okay.
And has been
good.
Maybe that kind of sunk in.
Right.
The one of the things Congress failed, this is from New York Magazine, one of the things Congress failed to complete in its largely disastrous run up to the end of the fiscal year was supposed to be a no-brainer, reauthorizing the very popular Children's Health Insurance Program.
Right.
Better known as CHIP. CHIP was created in 1997, one of the incremental health reform initiatives taken during the Clinton administration.
Okay.
After they defeated Hillary Care. She,
oh,
remember,
shit.
She took a swat at it?
Right.
I'll bet it would have been great. I mean, better than Obamacare. Whatever Hillary was coming up with. I don't even know. I need to go back and look into that.
Because why? It didn't go through the sausage grinder or whatever the fuck it was?
Well, I'm sure she was working with...
The GOP.
Yeah, yeah. Cause she had to at that point.
Right,
but
right.
It would. I don't know anything about what Hillary Care was. It was yeah, yeah. what I'm saying. It'd be interesting
oh, okay.
to go back and see exactly what it entailed. But CHIP... is a federal and state program covering 9 million children.
Oh, shit.
And pregnant women who do not otherwise qualify for Medicaid, typically because their incomes are a bit higher than Medicaid allows. Let's just think about that. You can make, I think it's in some states, it's like $12,000 a year is the cutoff. $12,000. If you make a dollar more than 12,000 measly dollars a year.
Oh my God.
No
dude.
Medicaid for you, you taker.
You gotta be kidding me. Do they just hate women? Do they hate pregnant women?
Poor people in general.
Poor people.
Yeah. You heard Ron Johnson, that scum sucker from Wisconsin, that loathsome
yes.
subhuman.
Boo.
Well, I don't think healthcare is a right either. Just like housing, clothing, and food. None of them. He doesn't think none of that should be a right.
God,
it's a privilege.
Damn it.
It's a privilege to eat, you fuckers. It's a privilege.
Oh yes. Well,
we give you that privilege. Is what he who has been by definition.
Yes.
Someone above you must be the benefactor of your privilege.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, it's insane.
Logically?
Right, yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's a dick.
He's a horrible, horrible human being.
I mean, so if they close
Shame
that
on Wisconsin
program,
for that one, by the
then
way.
What happens? Then all those people, their safety net's gone, or, you know?
They share the cost. The share of the cost is covered by the federal government is somewhat higher than for Medicaid. That share was increased by the Affordable Care Act.
Yes.
That black man.
Yes.
Increased that share.
Many states covering the majority of children nationally offer CHIP recipients comprehensive benefits that are identical to Medicaid, although some have skimpier coverage.
Right.
And perfect. A few require them to pay premiums.
Oh, God.
What a great country.
Wonderful. Good job, everybody.
CHIP, unlike Medicaid, is subject to annual appropriations and regular reauthorizations.
God.
They give a grant to a state. It's not an individual entitlement. So the current reauthorization ran out on September 30th.
Okay, well, reauthorize it.
After efforts in the Senate to extend the program for 2 years were sidetracked by the last-minute effort to enact the Graham-Cassidy legislation.
Oh, my God, which you knew was a loser, wouldn't fucking work anyway. That is insane.
There is a little bit of money left, so they're hoping that... it says all the states do have a positive balance of CHIP money, so hope they could operate just past the beginning of 2018. But they say delaying it, if it lasts much longer, will have a consequence. There are 10 states that will run out of money by the end of the year.
So, like, people use this money. What if you have a kid that has diabetes or something, or some kind of, they need medicine? Wow, that is something else.
Utah, the home state of the chairman of the Senate committee that oversees CHIP, Orrin Hatch.
Right.
Their state's already making plans to shut it down.
I mean, what isn't the government supposed to help us? I don't think having CHIP turns us into the nanny state. I don't think that no other country would consider this.
Right.
It would even be, it's laughable.
The CHIP reauthorization process seems to be getting more, not less complicated. Orrin Hatch and the Finance Committee's ranking Democrat Ron Wyden earlier reached an agreement on a bill that would extend the CHIP program for 5 years while ending the higher match rate created by the ACA after 2 years. So there was a compromise. We're not going to give the states as much money in a couple of years, but you know, maybe we'll keep a couple of kids alive for a couple more years.
Yeah. God, that's what it is.
But
I mean,
in the House, CHIP reauthorization is being entangled with legislation to give hurricane-stricken Puerto Rico $1 billion in additional Medicaid dollars. And guess who's not thrilled about that?
Trump.
Let's call them Republicans.
Oh, the GOP.
You know, you're throwing off our budget. I won't be able to build my wall because of you fucking Mexicans down here because you didn't have enough paper towels sop up surge.
I mean, is he Jody Fostering these Puerto Ricans? I mean, is he suggesting that Puerto Rico was just looking so sexy out there in the middle of that big water and that it's their fault that hurricane sought them out and fucked up their country?
I think talented director and actor Jody Foster might be upset at she's become.
I know, that sucks. That sucks. I mean, their country. See, it's Puerto Rico. It's our country. It's America. It's America. He just found out about it. So what do you expect him to do? What would Obama done? What would have Obama done with this?
The longer it drags on, the more some states will have to curtail CHIP services.
Yeah.
And the more likely it will become that the reauthorization bill will be taken hostage by interest groups looking for must-pass legislation. So in other words, oh my God, California kids are going to be kicked off of their health care. We got to do this now. I would love to see this legislation.
My tax
in
reform
there now.
Or some bullshit like that. Yeah. God, that's not deal. See, like Trump sees this as deal making and you know, how you make things happen. This is like blackmail. This is extortion. It's like, hey,
it's not making a deal.
No, it's not.
Right.
It's forcing people to make a horrible fucking decision. It doesn't have to be. That's the most infuriating thing. They could just, you know what they could do? They could just take their fucking heads out of their ass and fucking reauthorize it.
Well,
why not?
So much of this they could do on clean bills.
They could just do that.
But that's not how it works.
Ugh. Yeah, you're right. It works like shit, especially with these Republican fucknuts in charge.
And that's how it should work. I'm not a big fan of these. I don't know why.
I did hear
an argument against line item vetoes at one point, but I don't know. It didn't convince me. I don't see why There shouldn't even be line item vetoes. There should just be clean bills. You shouldn't attach unrelated bills.
Yeah.
If they're related, kind of, I can see bundling shit together. But why are these, the money for these kids going to be held hostage by some Republican dickwads who don't think the brown people down in Puerto Rico deserve the same amount of care and money that the white people in Florida and Texas did? And you've got some of these Texas assholes who don't think anybody outside of Texas deserves federal disaster money.
God. What if California felt that way? They wanted to keep all their fucking money.
Right.
You know what? Fuck you. Jesus Christ. This dude sucks. This Trump, man. And the GOP leadership couldn't be any fucking worse. Ugh. They can't govern. Throw paper towels at people's heads. Oh, man. I mean, yeah, Biden, Obama, and Hillary start tweeting shit out. I think that's the best call. That's a good idea.
Former mistress accuses pro-life GOP congressman of urging her to get an abortion.
Oh, awesome. I love this.
Remember there was a guy in, God, he's still around, and his name is on the fleeting edges of my brain. But they found out earlier that he cheated on his wife.
Okay.
And he tried to force his mistress to get an abortion.
Oh, shit.
Yet every time he votes pro-life, anti-abortion.
Right.
Same thing. Representative Tim Murphy from Pennsylvania, prominent pro-life Republican conservative.
Oh.
Previously backed by the National Right to Life Committee.
Fuck you, boy.
According to former lover Shannon Edwards.
Lover. Blech.
Urged her to, he had an extramarital affair with her and urged her to get an abortion.
Right. Okay.
Quote, she said, "You have zero issue posting your pro-life stance all over the place when you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child."
Right.
"Just last week when we thought that was one of the options."
Oh, my God. Dang, dude. I mean, you know, why aren't you wearing a condom, you fuckhead?
In a transcript of the message obtained by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Murphy tried to mitigate her charges of hypocrisy. Quote, "I get what you say about my March for Life message.
Yes.
I've never written them. Staff does them. I read them and wince."
Oh, okay.
"I told staff don't write anymore. I will."
What in the fuck is that?
He's claiming he's not as right to life.
Dude.
The staff wrote that, not me.
Well, he got elected probably from idiots that are right to lifers. So now what? He's not a right to life dickhead?
They found out about the affair last month.
Yes.
He admitted it. She's a forensic psychologist and a personal friend.
Right.
Her husband sought to depose the congressman during divorce proceedings. So,
oh my God.
There you go. Murphy said, "Last year I became involved in an affair with a personal friend. This is nobody's fault but my own, and I offer no excuses. To the extent that there should be any blame in this matter, it falls solely upon me."
Oh, yay. Pick up your Oscar. Great speech, dickhead.
In a memo allegedly written by his chief of staff.
Yes.
Employees have also accused Murphy of creating a hostile work environment.
Right.
And engaging in, quote, "an ongoing and ever more pronounced pattern of sustained inappropriate behavior."
Sustained inappropriate
more
behavior.
Pronounced.
Sustained.
And sustained inappropriate behavior.
Well, this guy is pulling his dick out, taking pictures of it, and sending it to, I don't know, who knows, somebody down at the shipping department.
As a segue to this next story I've got, because this guy, Mr. Kill That Thing Inside of You.
Yay!
Mistress of mine.
Okay.
Will be voting on a bill that he co-sponsored in the House banning abortions after 20 weeks.
Right. Listen, dude, what if anybody gets somebody pregnant, they don't have the baby? Can't we have the right to have an abortion just like you, fuckface? I mean, Come on.
Rich white people will always have access to safe abortions.
You're right.
As they always have.
But if you're poor, sit and spin. Here, you know what you can't have? Some fucking paper towels.
The U.S. House of Representatives is promising on October 3rd, that's today, I don't know if they have or not, I don't have that news.
Yes.
To vote on a 20-week abortion ban, interestingly named the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. Meanwhile, it's a lie.
Yeah.
Science.
Right.
I know they don't like it.
Bye.
Science says fetuses cannot experience pain until near 26 to 30 weeks. I've seen stuff like that.
Okay.
For pain.
But 20 weeks, apparently, according to this bill.
Because their little neurological systems aren't connected.
Yes.
There can be no perception of pain. Well, when you do the amniocentesis, they flinch. Well, that's been shown to be a reflexive, that it's not they're feeling pain. God.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reflexive. It's if you touch one of those ferns that curl up when you touch its leaves,
is that
it
true?
Ain't feeling pain.
I understand what you're saying, and that makes perfect sense. However, you know, you're talking to people. There are people out there that are dumb as fuck, and that's too much. That's too much.
So this they're going to vote on this in the House,
right?
Based on junk science,
yes.
And also based on a longstanding right-wing media myth that fetuses can feel pain by 20 weeks in a pregnancy.
So it's just based on fiction. We're nuts.
They held a press conference last week. The members of the House.
Yes.
Held a press conference along with prominent anti-abortion leaders.
Ooh.
Announcing this proposed legislation.
God, get out of people's vaginas, you dick faces.
They are quite kind and do include exceptions for the life of the person seeking from the abortion.
Oh,
and
thank
if you get
you.
Raped or a product of incest. But in the case of rape, you must have sought medical treatment or counseling at somewhere other than an abortion clinic at least 48 hours prior to the procedure.
But what do they consider abortion a clinic? A Planned Parenthood? Because we know 3% of that fucking budget goes to, is that right? Something like that? Go to abortions? I mean, there's all kinds of shit that goes on there. It's not an abortion clinic.
Doctors who perform an abortion in violation of the ban could face up to 5 years in prison.
Good God, guys. What the fucking fuck?
They've tried this before. Previous bill versions of the bill passed in 2014, 2015.
God damn. They want to demonize fucking doctors.
So they know it's not going to pass.
Right.
They know it's unconstitutional.
Okay.
So this is another thing. Why can't we have a law
that says you can't
that says, why are you wasting our time? Why are you holding the guns to the heads of the Democrats? Because that's what this is about. They say it's a political move to apply pressure to vulnerable Democrats in purple states where there might be a lot of Bible waivers,
right,
who are anti-abortion.
Yes.
So they're going to make these Democrats vote no on this. And then the next election, they could say, look, this Democrat wants to kill babies. 21 weeks. They can play football at 21 weeks. Those fetuses.
It's just so fucked up. Get out of people's pussies. Stop it. Quit fucking with us. Do something that helps the people, you cocks.
The head of the anti-abortion group, Susan B. Anthony List, acknowledged that the bill is unlikely to pass the Senate, but says she sees it as an opportunity to attack Democrats.
Oh, okay. Attack Democrats and people that, I don't know, have some issues with a pregnancy or...
So they're going to use the term late-term abortion, which it'd be like more midterm, but they're saying late-term abortion.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen.
At 20 weeks.
Ignore the facts. Say whatever you want. Doesn't matter. Hey, let's go get some Democrats. Let's attack some fucking Democrats. So stupid, man. What state is this? Pittsburgh?
The state of Pittsburgh.
She says, another reason is to make sure there's a very high-level public conversation. especially while we elect new senators who will add to the winning total.
God damn it. Oh, this is insane. That is really fucked up. So she's saying that they're bringing this out here to draw out the pro-choice people so they can be demonized when they argue this bill.
Right, so that they'll lose and they'll get more Republicans in there who will then be able to turn it into Gilead.
Wow. You're right. There needs to be a law against this. I mean, you know, if they know this is not going to pass, but yet they're wasting time.
She said, odds are we're not going to win this vote. But Democrats, evidenced by the big arguments within the Democratic Party about whether this is a litmus test, are really having trouble advancing late-term abortion as a humanitarian cause. That's what we want to highlight.
Good Lord, you don't get humanitarian. You don't give a fuck about anything human. You don't care. Humanitarian. Cold asshole.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, a fetus cannot perceive pain until around 30 weeks into a pregnancy.
God. But this is 20 weeks.
Also, fetuses recoiling from stimuli does not mean they feel pain.
Right.
Which I mentioned a couple moments ago.
You already fucking know that. Call this person up and tell them what you just said. Maybe this person with this bill didn't realize this shit. Or maybe they don't care. They don't care.
It's unconstitutional.
Well, fuck it. Yes.
Under Roe versus Wade.
Damn, you're right. The only thing they give a fuck about in the Constitution is a fucking...
Roe versus Wade established abortion is protected up till fetal viability.
Right. Shit. What does that mean? What I just said, right. I don't know what that means. What's fetal viability? Like, it's an actual...
It could survive on its own outside the womb.
Okay.
Which none of them are.
Right.
20 weeks? True. They
20 weeks
help.
Can't?
They're not like... It's not like a turtle that comes out of its shell and then just goes to live.
I tell you what, you got to really hand it to these animals that live out in the wild, you know, like a deer.
Hit the ground running, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. A giraffe craps out a kid and the next second it's running from a hyena. Right. I wouldn't have lasted.
So there you go. Rewire says 20-week abortion bans are unconstitutional, full stop. The Guttmacher Institute says 20-week abortion ban is unconstitutional under Roe versus Wade.
However, if you happen to be lucky enough to get banged by this evil legislator and he knocks you up, he'll suck that fucker out of you. Doesn't matter when.
Right-wing media is lying.
Yes.
Over at Town Hall, 20 weeks is the point which scientists have determined unborn babies feel pain.
Right. What scientist?
Which is a lie.
What doctor is saying that? I know the doctor. The doctor from Cannonball Run Part 3? You remember that, who rode in the ambulance
not really.
No, you do. Listen.
That was a horrible movie.
Listen to me for a second. With Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise, and remember when they were in the ambulance?
Well, yeah.
Do you remember the proctologist?
Kind of, yeah.
That guy, that funny doctor. They got him.
House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced that he will bring the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act to the floor.
Oh, suck a big fucking dick. Fuck you, stupid.
McCarthy said science is increasingly showing by 8 weeks children in the womb react to touch and by 20, and if not before, they feel pain. That's just not true.
It's bullshit.
He's a representative.
I mean,
it's just not true.
Right.
Breitbart, this legislation is based on science that a fetus can feel pain as early as 18 weeks. Wow, look at Breitbart. Saying, oh, yeah?
Yeah?
I can say 18.
Right.
My science is just as shitty as yours.
I'm the most shameless. No, I am.
The Washington Examiner, right-wing rag.
Bleh.
There's no doubt about fetal pain. And banning abortions as 20 weeks should set the new standard.
Eat my dick. Unless you're white and rich and you need a fucking abortion, then anything goes. Damn the fetus. What about human pain? Why don't you give a fuck about human pain? They don't give a shit about that. Once you get out of that vagina, fuck you. If you're black, we're going to have the cops going to shoot you to death. And our president's going to throw fucking paper towels at your face.
The National Catholic Register, you can guess where they come
down. Oh, yes. What do you have to say, you fucking penguins?
In March, Rolling Stone ran a report on the ways that state-level anti-abortion politicians are forcing doctors to give patients unscientific information about abortion. Rolling Stone warned that journalists attempting to appear unbiased often collude with the strategy by quoting made-up phrases and fact-free medical claims in the course of reporting.
What the fuck?
So they quote, like Breitbart did, right, or one of these assholes. They're quoting some lunatic pro-life alleged doctor.
Yes.
Or scientists who say, oh my God, they feel pain at 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And you quote that trying to give the other side when it's fake science. That's like going on and saying, well, today's weather is going to be this, except if you believe in the flat earth theory.
Right.
Who says this?
Yeah. It's really...
It's not an equal.
Yeah. What?
Bad science is not an equal opposite opinion.
Yes.
Science is not an opinion. Facts are not opinions.
God. Man, we live in a fucked up time. I mean, I don't know.
Beyond fucked up.
It's so stupid.
The stupidification of
Obama,
and they're trying to make it
this.
Everyone dumber.
Obama covered this when he was president. Do you remember the speech he gave to us? And he told us it's good to know things. He said it's good to know things. And he told us that. And it's like a lot of people didn't hear it.
And it's also not a problem. Like women 8 months pregnant aren't running around saying, suck it out
of
me.
Oh, yeah.
Unless there's something horrible wrong. It's not, oops, I decided I don't want this at 7 months or 8 months. That is extraordinarily rare. And in fact, the amount of abortions performed after 5 or 6 months is tiny.
Yeah. I mean, it's really just, you can't think of it other than this, the GOP, they hate women. They just fucking hate women. They hate the idea that they get dominion over their vagina.
And restrictions like this can have a disproportionate impact on low-income people.
Right.
Of course.
They got to
punish them even more for being poor.
Wow.
Because, again, little pristine white trust fund baby.
Yes.
Will the pool boy knocks her up. The brown pool boy.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. We got to get that out of her. She's going to go away for a little vacay.
Yes.
And some rich doctor is going to perform the procedure in a wonderfully clean, wonderfully safe, medically appropriate environment.
And they don't have any empathy to think, wow, my constituents should have the same family planning options that I do. They don't think that.
No.
They don't think
that
at all.
They don't deserve it. They should not be lazy.
Trump lives in a big fucking mansion. He has all these homes and all this shit.
Failed upward. For 70 years.
And he thinks the people of Puerto Rico deserve to have rolls of paper towels thrown at them.
Right.
Insane.
In an effort to be balanced, they may also quote a women's health advocate who disputes the claims made by anti-choice politicians.
Yes.
Given both the true state, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. In the course of the bill's route through the legislative process, propaganda and medically inaccurate claims are amplified in the mainstream conversation, all of which undermines the ideals of informed consent and evidence-based care.
Evidence-based care. What other kind
of... I don't care about your evidence and your science. Shit.
The only time they care about it is when they're getting the abortion. God damn. What the fuck?
The Guttmacher Institute explains some patients, low-income people, may have to delay an abortion to later in the pregnancy because they have had difficulty raising funds for the procedure or travel costs. And we know some of these heinous back-ass-word states.
Oh, my God.
No abortion for you until a 72-hour waiting period. So drive a few hundred miles.
Yeah.
Figure out the way to get here.
Right.
Then you got to stay for a few days because we're going to punish you, you whore.
Take off work. Right. Get a hotel room. God damn it. Imagine you're forcing someone to make that a vacation to go get that done. And God.
Harper's Bazaar wrote, if we accept a law that bans abortions after 20 weeks, we are saying that abortions are okay for women who have the resources to get one immediately. We're saying they're not okay for other women who may need time to pay for them.
Right. You're just putting a ticking clock on it.
In addition, 20-week bans magnify other restrictions on abortion access, including waiting periods, which can delay a procedure until after 20 weeks. So what if she goes...
Yeah.
Near the they decide that the fetus is 20 weeks old.
Right.
And they're like, well, sorry.
We're fucked.
72 hours will put it past 20 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
Better buy some booties.
Well, you know, right, because if they really believe their fake science and they right. can't...
Well, I'm going to need help paying for the health care of the child and feeding it.
You lazy taken whore. You should have right. kept your legs closed.
They want a waiting period for this, but not for guns.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no guarantee to sex in the any amendment.
Oh, my God.
But they mentioned you can have a gun.
I'm not kidding. Let's name something. You name something good about the GOP, and then I will. I really can't think of anything. That what do they, you know?
I
don't know.
Try to speak objectively? Seriously, I can't.
I really can't think of one good current, thing.
You know, they used to be alleged they were into fiscal responsibility, but that,
right?
That's proven to be wrong. I even saw a quote today. Excuse me. Interestingly
God
enough,
bless you.
That there was a Republican.
Yes.
They were talking about deficits,
right?
And this tax cut for the rich that's going to blow up the deficit. But Republicans have squealed like piggies every time a Democrat is in charge and anything might cost money and isn't offset. What about the deficit? What about our debt? What about our great-grandchildren's future?
Hey, what about the fact that you don't... They're proposing tax cuts for the rich, but they're not going to reauthorize this chip?
But they talked to a Republican about it, and he basically was like, well, it's a little different when Republicans are in charge.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Using that as a
right
as a talking point.
Hey, just...
He was honest. He's
yeah.
like, oh, we're hypocrites. We're lying.
Well, fuck
we're
it.
In charge now. We don't care about deficits. Are you kidding me?
We don't care about deficits.
He admitted it. It's different than we're in charge.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's exhausting.
It's like they that's what they get for winning. It's like the spoils of winning.
Winning.
It's the spoils of winning. They're pirates. They're dicks. Damn. How do you vote for a Trump or any GOP guys if you got one shred of humanity or empathy?
Well, they do for their own.
Right. That's true. Yes.
For their own kind. Plenty of empathy for other white Christians.
Suck my dick.
I'm just looking. Oh, you know, this, God. Zinke, we were talking about him a little bit. Secretary of the Interior.
Yes, prancing around on Tonto, his horse. On Tonto. Tonto.
Of course, named
he had a
after
fucking
a
horse named Tonto.
Named after a
that's the Lone Ranger's
cartoonish,
buddy.
Yeah.
That's the Lone Ranger's Native American little buddy.
Well, now the U.S. Office of Special Counsel is investigating.
Yes.
How many
I don't know.
How many Obama administration cabinet members were investigated?
I was gonna say, can I name? I really
right.
I mean, and that's whatever. I know Ryan Zinke.
Arguably Hillary.
Shithead. Okay, yeah.
For using her email.
Well, Hillary was known anyway.
And nothing came of it.
Who is Obama's secretary of, what is Zinke, the interior?
Yeah, I don't remember who his secretary of the interior was.
What, he didn't have a crazy scandal?
He didn't want to sell off the our national parks.
Oh, yes. God.
So they're investigating whether Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke broke the law when he gave a speech at a professional hockey team event owned by a political donor.
Oh, okay.
He's already being investigated.
Yes.
By the Interior Department's own Inspector General in connection with his use of private charter flights. Doesn't this sound familiar?
I thought he rode a horse. I thought his thing was just getting around on his fucking horse.
The campaign for accountability
Yes.
Which I'm sure the Republicans would love to get rid of.
Oh, yeah. Let's get rid of that.
Campaigned last week that a speech Zinke gave in June to the Vegas Golden Knights, an NHL team, based in Vegas, violated the Hatch Act, which bars executive branch employees from engaging in political activity.
Okay.
The team is owned by Bill Foley, chairman of Fidelity National Financial, Inc.
Bam!
And a donor to Zinke's previous congressional campaign.
Wow. That sounds like pay for play, right?
They're looking into it.
Okay.
Interior Department said, though, of course, speech in violating laws, rules, regulations.
Oh, okay.
She didn't do anything wrong.
Oh, so we don't worry about.
We've investigated ourselves, and we've decided we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, fuck it, it's fine. Listen, don't let somebody get an abortion 20 weeks in, just cause fuck you.
The campaign for accountability.
Yes,
who we like. Questioned the travel, said contrary to the conclusion drawn by interior officials, a trip to offer a motivational speech to a hockey team does not appear to fall within the mission of the Department of the Interior.
You're right.
Which is protecting America's great outdoors and powering our future.
But what did these...
They haven't changed that yet, I'm sure.
Okay.
Changing the mission of the Department of Interior is on their list.
Are you saying... Okay.
Protecting the great outdoors is not...
No.
Remotely on their list of care.
But interior would mean within the country, right?
Sure.
And the hockey team is a Vegas, which I don't know. I'm not trying to... Is within the country.
And it's hot there, so they have to play inside.
Right. And so, you know, to... I guess it's for... And then it's important that they're in a good mood, right? Because it's a motivational.
Right.
So there you go.
It's making America great again.
That's the investigation. That's the only possibility.
So these assholes are using private planes just to willy-nilly to fly around and do all their bullshit.
They're talking to dumb fucking hockey players. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a cunt, but they're talking to stupid fucking hockey players.
You know who was? They talked about Health and Human Services. Remember how they demonized her? Catherine Sebelius was Obama's... Secretary of Health and Human Services.
Hello.
Imagine if she had been flying around private jets like fucking Tom Price was.
Oh, well, listen, string her up. That's what it would be.
Imagine there'd be special panels. We'd be getting nothing done because there'd be so many Republican panels investigating every flight, every person.
God, this Hillary derangement syndrome is kind of really... just shocking. I to think that people think she's more corrupt. Her administration would have been more corrupt than his. We don't even know. I mean, okay, Mueller's investigating shit. The New York district attorney's investigating shit. The Zinke's being investigated. There's a whole plane investigation thing. I'm sure there's other shit. I just can't think of it.
Oh, Tim Murphy is trending at Maud Gone at Engelbreak 5. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah. Rep Tim Murphy is trending right now on the Twitter. He's the pro-lifer who urged his who's urged his guma to
better abort
yank
that.
It out of her. Yeah.
Yank it out, baby. Oh shit.
Unreal.
It really is. The hypocrisy. You know, I think it's hard. It's just it's just so crazy. It seems like fiction.
Yeah, it is like a cartoon. The people who took over cartoonishly. We have Mr. Burns,
right? Yeah,
as our what is that old fuck's name? The guy with the fancy slippers.
Oh God, Dickhead McGee, the $500,000 slippers or something like that, or $50,000.
$500 slippers or something. Well, but nonetheless, whatever. He had
it's still equally as
hand embroidered slippers made for his. Yeah. I'll think of his name.
Dickhead McGee. That's it.
Wilbur Ross.
Right. I mean, you know,
ancient billionaire.
A lot of times when I have political discussions with people, they will say things like, "Geez, you seem really angry about this. Why are you beating the table?" And I mean, listen, because of shit like this. Do you know what I mean? I mean, how you got a guy passing legislation who wants to lord over somebody's pussy and say, you know,
I had a nickel
based on bullshit. I want to pass this law about your health care and reproductive rights based on science fucking fiction.
Right. And
I'm not supposed to get upset.
From overwhelmingly people who don't have pussies.
Right. See, that's the,
which is not the medical term.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah.
So there, we'll keep an eye on what's going on with Zinke, but
whatever,
again, you know,
I guarantee you we won't, because it's going to just another one to throw in the pile. We're not going to keep an eye on it. It's just too much shit.
You can also, this is Ohio. Oh, this is a errata addendum.
Addendum.
This was, I had thought you were talking about something else.
Right.
Because there was a different Confederate memorial that got moved to private property.
Okay.
But the one you were talking about said they were putting it back, and they were. I was confused. I didn't know that story.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that story right after in Ohio.
Oh, okay. I don't know what...
Ohio.
Yeah, yeah.
A Union state.
Yes. Why do they need that?
Franklin Township in Ohio. The neighboring town.
Yes.
Wait.
What do you think? Hey, GOP fuckers, what do you like more? These Confederate statues or fetuses? What do you care about more?
Franklin, Ohio removed the General Robert E. Lee monument after the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville and the murder there.
Right.
According to WKYC, the marker was removed by a Franklin City crew, but some Franklin Township residents got the mads.
Oh, yes.
You're taking our Robert E. Lee statue.
But it's Ohio.
Residents blamed Black Lives Matter for the monument's removal.
Blame a hashtag.
From the USA Today in August, some say the monument should return because it has historic value. That's my favorite.
It doesn't.
That's my personal favorite.
Historic value. What?
Well, I think we should keep slavery because we've had it for so many hundreds of years. It's got historic value.
But like you said, it's Ohio.
Well, right.
I mean, are we sure that was in the Union? Are we sure that wasn't part of the Confederacy? Right. Is that Kate?
Some of them are embracing Trump's controversial comments after Charlottesville, say they're sick of political correctness.
Oh, fuck you. I'm sick of being nice to people.
Some of them say they just don't want outsiders, like people who signed the petition, telling them what to do. Judy Bullen, who lived in Franklin for 45 years, did not even know this monument existed until it was removed. But she says, I think they should leave it alone.
Fuck you.
It's wrong what they did. She didn't even know it was fucking there.
Right.
But she's outraged.
Oh, my God.
That they took it away.
Shit. You know what autocompletes is so fucked up? Was Ohio in the Confederacy. And it says, during the American Civil War, the state of Ohio played a key role in providing troops, military officers, and supplies to the Union Army.
Oh, Union.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Union. I mean, I know it's in the Union, but...
Well, I think we know the states that weren't.
But
in Ohio ain't in them.
I typed in, was...
I know someone in Wisconsin whose entire timeline these days is nothing but Confederate flags.
But it's Wisconsin.
Born and raised in Wisconsin.
Why do you choose... The thing is...
I personally don't remember Wisconsin fighting for the Rebs. Maybe my history's fucked up.
Why does everybody have a hard-on for the civil fucking, for the Confederacy?
They're racists.
Yeah, that's true.
They
that's
want true. To display their racism and their fuck you. I get to be a racist if I want.
Ah, so stupid.
Heritage. You're from fucking Lodi, Wisconsin.
I mean, it even says...
My heritage.
Ohio was like one of the more important states. They like... played a key role. They played a key role. I mean, they were Union as fuck, guys. Well, I don't mean to fucking... Why do you want a Confederate War Memorial?
The town has decided they're going to put it back and rededicate it.
Rededicate.
The city of Franklin is also going to pay $2,000 that the plaque got damages as it was being removed.
When was it even put in? Like in the 50s or something, like all the other ones?
1927.
Okay, well, I need to look up when the Civil War was to make sure it didn't include the year 1927?
Yeah.
God, everybody's so stupid. You're all fucking idiots. God, really, it's just dumb as fuck. And your god orange fucking small dicked rapey fucking racist anti-Semitic daddy is down in Puerto Rico tossing fucking paper towels at people.
I feel like a supermodel except like times 10.
You guys, you voted for an idiot.
Oh, look at my African American over here. Look at him.
Oh my god.
We gotta go. We're going to be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us good reviews, please. It helps. Thumbs up and stars and all that shit wherever
That's
you
right.
find us. And crabdiving.com for all your crabby needs. Stay tuned if you're listening live for a great, brand new, sparkling episode of K-Voice, Voice of Resistance.
Viva
I have a feeling
resistance.
She may be talking about some Las Vegas gun stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you don't listen to her stream, then listen to the show on iTunes, Stitcher,
yes.
crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram feed at RatedRComedy, or his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. Back tomorrow.
Guns kill people.
It's going down the tubers.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.